Okay, Rabbi, continuing in Chazara. So we stopped with question 14. Amenachu, the Talmidei Rabbein Yoina, v'sharishon l'gabi kochovim ketanim. So he said that Talmidei Rabbein Yoina held that the reason why you need ketanim is because we're not baki in what are beinonim. But the Ritva says a different word. The Ritva says the reason why you need ketanim is because of Tosefta Shabbos. It's a whole different lundus why you need ketanim. There's really only you need beinonim, and maybe we are bucking beinonim. But you still wait for ketanim for Tosefta Shabbos.
Would the Ritva say that you need extra Tosefta Shabbos after three small stars, or could he even agree with the Ritva?
I mean, we'll see. We're going to see soon. Then, question number 15. Tain divrei ha yuchil mechel tukachinsky bin yiritzufi miktanim. So on page 17 there it says, that the quotes the Ran, which is like the Ritva, that you need Tosefta Shabbos, that's why you need Ritzufim. And then he says also that you only see Ritzufim when there's already Kochavim Ketanim. In other words, so you'll see Gimel Kochavim Beinonim Ritzufim at the Zman that there's already Kochavim Ketanim. So he's saying that Yitochein Shechumras Ritzufim Zol Chumras Kochavim Ketanim. That it's the same Chumra. So the time that you need Kochavim Beinonim Ritzufim, at that point there'll be Kochavim Ketanim. It's the same Chumra. It's the same time. That's what Rav Tukachinsky suggests. I mean, they're two different things, because Ritzufim means you need the Beinonim to be Ritzufim. Tanim means you need three Kochavim Tanim. But he's saying that the Zman that it'll take to see Gimel Kochavim Ritzufim will be the same time as Kochavim Tanim. Then, question 16 was about the minhag of bells. Beinonim Ritzufim. Right, because Beinonim Ritzufim will be the same time that they'll be Ketanim. Understand? What? Shulchan Aruch says what? Right, the Shulchan Aruch says Ketanim Ritzufim. That could be Tosefis. But that's what Rav Tukachinsky writes. Yitochein Shechumras Ritzufim Zol Chumras Kochavim Ketanim. Okay, the minhag of bells. So first, what's the minhag of bells? So on the minhag of bells, is that in Eretz Yisrael they wait 50 minutes after the Shkia. Because he says by 50 minutes in Eretz Yisrael, after the Shkia, the sky is full of stars. Full of stars. And, one second, and we had the Tshuvas of Rivam Shnaituk that says that once it's full of stars, then you could assume you were Yotzei all the Shitas. It's absolutely right, but is it 16.1? It's not even 16.1. Right. In bells, they do 50.
Around the world, like what do bells do in New York?
The bells in Eretz Yisrael. Because 50 in Eretz Yisrael is much more than 50 in New York.
Right. What is it? Meaning, how do they translate minutes here? Usually, we said like 16.1 or.
Right. So. So, I mean, can you find out how many degrees is 15 minutes in Eretz Yisrael? Is there a way of finding out the degrees on the in Eretz Yisrael? Well, let me do this. What's absolute darkness in Eretz Yisrael? Let's do it that way. Absolute darkness in Eretz Yisrael is how many minutes after Shkia? Right? 83 in Eretz Yisrael? Right, so absolute dog is 83. So 50 is not 83, but he's saying, I guess, they're saying the same thing that Rav Moshe said in New York. Once you have 50, after 50 minutes, the sky's full of kochavim, so at least you could say that there are for sure three kochavim bein in it. Which also maybe is questionable, but it's. Yeah, but he says that 50 minutes, you could assume you have three kochavim bein in him. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Moshe said.
In New York?
Well, that was Rav Moshe Shita in New York. Yeah, okay, I'm just saying what Rav Moshe said. I'm not saying whether you like it or not. I'm saying what he said.
Why are we like it?
A Ferrari, why don't you like it?
It's not dark enough.
It's not dark enough.
What else are you waiting for?
16.1.
What else are you waiting for?
He's a big chassid of Rav Meir Posen. He's the one who invented
16.1.
That's the whole darkness in Eretz Yisrael. Right, and 16.1 in Eretz Yisrael.
72.
It's 16.1 in Eretz Yisrael is 72 minutes. Yeah. It could be the bells of Rebbe just took, you know, saying the same thing with Rav Moshe, but you could argue with Rav Moshe. Right, but Rabbi Harari is questioning the whole Rivam Shnaituk because he's saying that's probably, even though the sky is full of stars, that could be Gedolim. they can be gedolim when they're in Beyom. But Rav Moshe Feinstein is saying similar to Rav Yerim Shleituk. Yeah, it's a Michas Kohen approach. Something similar. I mean, the Michas Kohen just said, if you see these three stars, then you can assume it's Lila, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. He's saying the Rivam Schneider is saying the sky has to be full with okay, he's saying that was his hasharam. Okay. Okay. And but it's interesting. Okay, where's Simon?
Yeah.
I give you back Bayes. You give me Gimel. But there's also an Orchat Shulchan. I never showed it to you inside. I don't think it's in the packet.
I mean, it's not like it has every month.
Who?
It's not a weapon that has not every month.
Where?
But by Manim and Tamika, and not with them that you get to see it before. So I've been in
contact.
I can see it.
Well, they have
16.1.
16.1
degrees in the usual line, I think it's
5.59 p.m. That's how many minutes? 72 minutes. Right. Right, that's the Pasha Pshat. Moshe was saying in Chiddush that you can have 15, you know, that's the Rav Harari saying that's basically the Michas Kohen's approach, which is a Chiddush. Some say that Michas Kohen's approach maybe is just not Pasha, you know, it's a big Chiddush. But you see, but he's saying, but they really aren't all out. He's just saying, since the stars, the sky is full of stars, then you can assume you reach the Zman. But you could say not that way. You could say that you didn't reach this man because those kochavim can be kochavim gedolim and you're in Bayom. Okay. Okay. 17. Bayar inyan shel kochavim ritzufim. So we said Ritzufim is Magen Avraham says that's Bishum Tosefa Shabbos. That's Bishum Tosefa Shabbos. And then, that's what the Magen Avraham says. The idea of Ritzufim is to get Tosefa Shabbos. What?
Not like the other
Shabbos. What does the other Shabbos say?
After
the Tzufim, you have to first wave. Because the Tzufim is just what? A suffix if you got the right Zman. Then you have to wait. In other words, Ritzufim is to be Yotzei the Safeg of Gimel Kochavim. And then you have to wait more. Okay, Nerlani is the Davka of the new Shlosh Kochavim Ketan and most of us is Malacha. Because the Allah Shabbos is sort of saying like the Rabbeinu Yonah, that you have to wait Ritzufim, that's like Tanim, because that's to get the Etzem Lila. And then you first have to wait three Kochavim. So this is a fundamental machlokas between, you know, if you're assuming Ritzufim and Ketanim are the same Chumrah, so the question is that Halacha, the Chumrah, because we're not Baki with Bain anymore? And then but to get Tosefta Shabbos, you have to wait more, or no? That is the Tosefta Shabbos. That was what the Ritva of the Ran said. That is the Tosefta Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham says when you wait till when you have Ritzufim, then you did the Tosefta Shabbos. And the Ola Shabbos says no. When you do Ritzufim, now you have the Din, the Medina, the Gimel Kochavim. Now you want to do Tosefis, you have to wait more. Okay. Then, there's another piece in the Ola Shabbos. He names himself, sometimes in Ola Shabbos he calls himself the Ola Shabbos, and the other halachas he calls himself the Ola Stamid. The same person. Where what? We're packet Gimel. Okay. And now we're going to do page 5. What? Okay, now. We're on question 19. Question 19. Bum, 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 bum. Oh yeah, right, that's true. You do not do 18. So the 18 is the Aruch HaShulchan. So that I neglected to do it in Shir, so I never showed it to you inside. I meant to show it to you inside, and I never did. So the Aruch HaShulchan, let's see what page in the packet is the Aruch HaShulchan. Yeah. So if you look at the end of the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Harari, look up and page in Reish Tzadi Gimel Sif Aleph in the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, "Omnam Sharakia Molei Kochavim Ein Tzorich Siman Acher." So as he said, you need the Gimel Kochavim. So is that Chedon Bekiim? Okay. So he says that. Oh no, Sharakiyim Olei Kochavim Ein Tzorich Siman Acher. Or maybe you wait a little bit longer. He says, wait a little bit longer, you'll see Tosfos Shabbos. But at least you know you have the, if you have a suffix, whether it's Beinanim or, you know, any suffix, once the Markiyah Molei Kochavim, so it seems, I think maybe this Zman Bavana points out that the Aruch HaShulchan is the same as the Rav Shneituk. He's saying the same idea. And that's what Rav Moshe held. this din in the Aruch HaShulchan, that if it's Malik HaChavim, then you can assume that you did Gimel Beinim. Even though it's going to be much earlier than can be much earlier than 72 minutes. Because look, Rav Moshe said, yeah, 50 minutes he saw the stars were Malek Echonim. So, it's not 72 yet. And Lechora in America it should be, in fact, 72. In New York it should be greater than 72, but he doesn't work like that. He works like Rabbi Harari said, like with the myth of Kohen, which is a chiddush. Okay, so that was question 18. So basically, the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that same yisod, that if the Rakhi is Molech HaChavim, you can know, you don't need any other simon. You can know that you reached Seis HaChavim. Okay, now the next question 19. So question 19 is like this. There's another piece in the Olas Talmud. So there's a question of when when we bench on Shabbos, say Friday night we bench, we'd say Rachlitzenu, right? But there it's Pashut. You started on Shabbos and you ended on Shabbos. So of course you can say Rachlitzenu. But a lot of times by say Shalom Shudas, we start on Shabbos, but then what? Sometimes the meal goes longer. So it depends who the speaker is at Shal Shudas. Sometimes it can go long. And so the question is, do you follow Haskalah Suda or do you follow Sofa Suda? If you follow Haskalah Suda, you'd say Ritzevach Litzenu. If you follow the Sofa Suda, then maybe not. So it seems that there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. What is the steer? Because in Rei Kuf Peches Yud, it says Hayochel Yotzei Shabbos Maskil Shabbos Virchazon Zil Bos Haskalah Susuda. So he writes before that you follow Haskalah Susuda. That's what he writes. The Shulchan Aruch Kuf Peches Yud. You follow Haskalah Susuda. However, in Reish Ayin Aleph Vav, did I put that in the packet? Well, yeah, Reish Ayin Aleph Vav on page 17, it says if you finish the meal and then now it became night but you didn't bench yet. So you ate the meal, it was still a weekday. Then you finished the meal, then it became night, and you didn't bench yet. So you have to bench. And then you say Kiddush. But he says you should mention Shabbos in the Birkas HaMazon. Even though you benched before Kiddush. And then the Ramah says, no, you don't, because you follow Haskalah Suda. But here the Shulchan Aruch says that if you were eating on Friday and you finished the meal, right, you finished the meal before night, and then nightfall, right, so what do? You should says you make your bench and then you make Kiddush and then you should mention Shabbos in the Birkas HaMazon even though you ate the meal before Shabbos. but you're benching on Shabbos because it's very key to Chayom, and you didn't make Kiddush yet, so you get a bench. So it's mamash a spear in Shulchan Aruch. Because in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Pei Ches, he says, as lean and bozawad, as close as Suda. And here he says, that's not that you follow when you're benching. That when you're benching your Shabbos, even though you ate the whole meal before Shabbos, but since you're benching on Shabbos, you ate the meal on Friday. The Chilas HaMeal and the Sof HaMeal. You still, the Shulchan Aruch says, you bench if you mask your say not be saying it. It's mamish astira.
So could it be?
It's mamish astira.
Or is
mapo? Just by this mapo. He's first mapo Makadish means he's going to be Makadish now. He's not going to bench now. Here he's going to bench. He says the same. She's going to bench and then make Kiddush. From Lindenblatt, sleep. So that's called a steer. Yeah, but here's it. So how could it's a steer in Shulchan Aruch? It's a steer. It's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. And the Magen Avraham, correct that steer.
It's a steer.
Right.
You're making halachas. You're saying halachas.
Whatever caused you to say Mitzay, a Chalakuda, a Sotu.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like you're saying, right? Because you're saying Mitzay after Tuda, because you need to say Chalakuda. In this case, you need to say Mitzay.
Oh, so that's basically what the Magen Avraham is saying. The Magen Avraham is saying that since we're Mesupah, what to do, so we always say. Basically, as we say, we're Mesupah. You follow Chalakuda, you follow now. So just say it. That's what the Magen Avraham
says. It's not a bad thing to say.
Not a bad thing. The 8th Peda in Maskei Shalom Tzara. You see that? Hagoyim. Page 17. Hagoyim. Packet Gimel. You see? Rabbi Albert.
Yeah.
You see the Magen Avraham on page 17, Sivchot Yudal? You see it?
Yeah.
So the, on the third, it says the 8th Peda. Last word on the 8th Peda. They can pay the Maskei Shalom Letzara. No big deal. They're not Maskei. That's the Magen Avraham. Those are the Magen Avraham.
So how do you shut up the Sira?
So the Magen Avraham says that the Shulchan Aruch is Mesupach. Whether you follow the Tchila Suda, do you follow now? So therefore, whatever will make you say it, he says to say it. Like Rabbi Albert just said. The Magen Avraham.
Would this be the same by Yalbi Yabo, or that's different?
Well, see, that's what he says. Oh. Okay. So, oh, but the Olas Shabbos, Olas whatever he calls it, whatever it's the Olas Tamid. Yeah. He says a different shot. He says the only time you follow Tchila Suda, like by Shalosh Shudas, even though you get a bench later, you can follow Tchila Suda, is if when you're benching now, it's still Shayach Tosefer Shabbos. So then you say that Tchila Suda, and but together with the fact that it could potentially now still be Shabbos, because it's still Zman of Tosefta Shabbos.
This very jumped off.
So Mamela, he says like this. So Mamela works it very well. So he says that the Shani Hakam Shrim, the mitzvah lahosid mechol ala kodesh. But even though you're eating the Suda much later, after this Zman of Tosefis, but usually you'll do it with Zman Tosefis, so they made a low plug. All this time. But when it comes to Reishai and Aleph, then you're benching on Shabbos itself, then for sure you're saying. So he says we should make a pshara. In other words, if you're benching within an hour and a quarter after Shkia, or after Tzeis, so then you could say, well, he's saying like this. He's saying, no, as long as you go, you could say, because potentially the Tosefta Shabbos. And even though now there's not, but usually there is. But what if you have a situation where you Shabbos is, if Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, so which one do you say? It's a stira to say both. So he says that if you're benching within an hour and a quarter after Tzeis, so that's Zman Tosefes, so that's still in the jurisdiction of Shabbos, so that bumps out Rosh Chodesh.
In an hour or
two. Yeah. But if it's after an hour quarter after Tzeis, so that's not the Iker time anymore of Tosefis, so then you say Yalav Yom.
You can't say both.
He says you can't say both. This is the Olah Shabbos. So the Olah Shabbos says that the only reason why it's not a din that we follow Tchatzchola, because versus Sof. In other words, it's that if you bench, it depends when you're benching. If you're benching at the beginning of Shabbos, so you ate on Friday, so now you're benching on Shabbos. So you follow Shabbos. And if you're benching after Shabbos, so then, since after Shabbos there's Tosefes, so also you mention. But it's a question of who beats out who, because you can't say both, because it's a stira. So then, if you bench within the first hour and a quarter after Shabbos, so that's still the domain of Shabbos. And if you bench afterwards, it's no longer the domain of Shabbos, it's the domain of Rosh Chodesh. So, one second. So, what they point out from this Olas Tomid is that Tosefta Shabbos only Lachareha is a mirror image of Plag Mincha Lefaneha. Just like Plag Mincha Lefaneh is an hour and a quarter before Tzeis or Shkia, whatever sheet you hold, so too Tosefta Shabbos Lachareha is the same idea. It's an hour and a quarter. After the hour and a quarter, you could still say Ritzei al-Zalo-Plo, but if you're now in conflict with Rosh Chodesh, so then you have to say whose domain are you really in? In the Rosh Chodesh domain or in the Shabbos domain? So in the first hour and a quarter, that's the Shabbos domain, that's going to beat out Rosh Chodesh. After that, it's the Rosh Chodesh domain, and you won't say, that'll beat out Shabbos. But the main interesting issue here is this idea that that Tosefta Shabbos extends to the same amount that it extends before Shabbos, Parag Mincha, so to after Shabbos is like an hour and a quarter after Shabbos. You have that. But once you finish that, then there's no more Tosefos. Could. But the simple shot is we don't accept that idea. The partial shot is that you have to finish before this man, not enough to start. Well, an hour and a quarter, that's when Plag Mincha is.
Right, so that's
so we make like another Plag Mincha at the end, so to speak, after Shabbat.
I see.
So what happened?
The case the Shulchan Aruch is giving about the person who's benching, if you say Yalav Yavah, and then you should say Ritzeh, if you read before he makes Kiddush, you should say Ritzeh when he benches something from Friday. So if Friday was Rosh Chodesh, you would say he wouldn't say Yalav Yavah. Meaning, how does that, if you say now it's just Holy Shabbat, even though the entire meal is eaten on Rosh Chodesh?
So what did he do?
Friday was Rosh Chodesh. Basically, the Shulchan Aruch case, except for the fact that
this week, Friday's Rosh Chodesh. Yeah.
Correct. So he ate a meal, he finished 2 minutes before Shkia, and then he's now benching when it's already Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
Shulchan Aruch seemingly says he would say Ritzeh.
Right.
So we would was there anybody who would say he should also say Yalav Yavah with the entire meal that he ate on Rosh Chodesh?
No, but he ate the meal. Oh,
he ate the meal Friday's Rosh Chodesh.
Right. He ate it on Rosh Chodesh. And now it's Shabbos, who should win that? It's a good question. Interesting question. But if you're saying that but Lamaisa now is Shabbos, so
correct.
I think Shabbos
right
went out.
You? Yes. How does
the Ayla's comment end up reading
that
read about
the
Hasuda?
Is he learning that just referring to the life book, meaning it's globally we go by the Hasuda? Like, how does he?
You follow the
Hasuda. What does
he
do with that?
Well, what does it say? You follow. Yeah. Hascholas Hasuda, because that's if you start. Yeah.
He just means practically you end up going by Hascholas Hasuda because of the light flows abundance.
Because you're benching during an hour and a quarter, and even if you're not benching during an hour and a quarter, that's the low flow. But if you're going to bench within the hour and a quarter, you don't need to come on the low flow.
Right,
in the outer quarter. He's saying, practically, you end up going from Shabbos. It's not a Suda, it's doing the same thing as a Shabbos.
He
loves
after that lunch a little
bit. Right. Right, okay. But the Iker Chiddush is number 20, the Chiddush of the Olos Shabbos, is that Tosefos Shabbos L'Acharei is a mirror image of Tosefos Shabbos L'Fanah, that they're both the hour and a quarter. And then, page 21 is Orchatz Chaim, is where he quotes the Rivam Schneituch about the Shamayim Molei Kochav. Number 22, I think we might have forgotten to do this question also. Hey, Divrei Rabbeinu Yonah. Pinya Tosefa Shabbos. So Rabbeinu Yonah says you could extend Shabbos, and he makes a comparison about truma. So by truma, how much you have to take truma? How much? What's the phrase? What? Come on. I can't hear you. Midaraisa, how much? What's the phrase? Chita achas poteres esakri. One kernel exempts the whole pile. Chita achas poteres esakri. If you want to see the lashon, it's quoted Rabbeinu Yonah here on page 13. On the first word on the line is kolshu. Kayozev is amrulin truma sha'afal pi shechitachas poteres kol hakri fihachim tar marvei dainin lu truma. But even if you give more than one chita, it still counts as truma. In other words, we don't say that since we deraisa it's a mashahu, so if you give more, it doesn't register as a mitzvah. No. Chita achas poteres, you want to give more, you give more. It's all truma. Same thing about Tosefa Shabbos. You really only have to do a mashrim or whatever. Do more. That's similar to the chita achas poteres, that's called a priest. That's the dimyon that he gives. Now we did the Eishel Avrom. The Eishel Avrom of Buchach. So he says an unbelievable thing, Rav Araria. I want your opinion of it. So he says, for page 19, yes. He says, "Came the Tosefes Eilo Shir Lamalo Choponim." Suppose one should do his deal down the Machshav. Tosefes
Shabbos. Eilo Shir Lamalo. Once you make Abdullah or you have in mind that you want to end it, you end it.
But English Shir Lamal. So we were discussing a Shir,
I don't know if you said that to half walk it go. What does that mean, English Shir Lamal? So some suggested maybe in the Hanan. I thought we used to think it's crazy to say that you can extend Shabbos till Tuesday. Because that's just the mitzvah of Abdullah. It's not the. But if a person is just. Oh, they'll be blocked until Tuesday. I thought that was just Yom Shomavaka. So, there's no mitzvah.
Where does Lamal
mean? Lamal means on the high end.
No, at the end of Shabbos or before
Shabbos? No, we're talking about the end of Shabbos. But Lamal means there's no maximum shir. So, it seems that, except once you make Havdalah, then well, you have enough Shabbos to end the Shabbos. So then, where does it go? So someone wanted to suggest that maybe not an onion, maybe he holds it, he goes for food thing. This is the first time I've ever in my life ever entertained such a possibility. That because just like the Havdalah, you make Havdalah early, if you talk mitzvah, no one says you can do malacha. You have Havdalah and malacha, two separate things. Havdalah is just a formality that is the mitzvah to ask more at the Shabbos.
That's not a
chiddush
because you can't make less,
you can
make
more.
Right,
so Eilu Shiel Mala.
Right.
Unless you, so what does that mean?
It's to be mavdol
b'kodesh. Right, so maybe till. Right, so you can't do it till next Shabbos. But Harari points out you can't do it till next Shabbos. Say, I'll keep this Shabbos till next Shabbos. Yeah, you could, because Harari said you have to be mavdol in Kodesh L'chol.
Right. Yeah.
It's not established.
Yeah. Not before the mavdol by flag on previous Shabbos. After flag, and then
so you can only be mavdol.
Oh,
so mitzvah havdol or mavdol.
Yeah.
Meaning, so I'm willing to entertain that he would hold maybe till Tuesday. You could. Could be Mamshech Shabbos, being void of in Malacha, the Akim of Tosef, which is very foolish there.
But why would he hold that? Isn't Havdol connected to you saying that Shabbos is now upper?
Yeah, so no, the Enochanami, if you made Havdol before, he's saying then you ended it.
Yeah, you ended it, but if you went until Tuesday, you could.
But you can only make Havdol till Tuesday night.
Right.
So maybe that means in Echanami that you could keep Shabbos till
so
Tuesday night. Right. You know, so you say that what about Mitzvah of Tefillin?
It might not be the right.
So then if you say like the Brisker Rav, the Brisker Rav holds that the Mitzvah of Tefillin is not every day. The Brisker Rav holds that if you didn't put on Tefillin on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Say you normally put on Tefillin a half an hour a day. So on Wednesday, so you miss 3 days. Half an hour. Yeah, and then you make up. That's the Brisker Rav. Well, the Brisker Rav thought that was the Ikir Hadin.
Wow.
It's the famous Brisker Rav.
But even like when I spoke to my rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, when I asked him what I should hold in Eretz Yisrael 1 year to be productive, he said, definitely hold 1.5. If you're going to hold 2, definitely hold 1.5, because you can't move the body of the
Yeah,
if you're going to say you can't move the body of the Mitzvot Tefillin for the second day of Yom Tov, for Yom Tov Shini Shel Galus,
well, we do.
Tosefet Shabbos.
We do. In America, that's the Chumash Harashba, right? Yes, yeah, that question. Shabbos is about, you know, any time you keep Yom Tov Shini, you're in your
Maybe
even
if you don't hold,
maybe it's
bad thing for you to keep
jobs
until the point
is
you could. Maybe you know,
without
you didn't
need a problem. I'm not saying whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm saying
that
is it meaningful?
It might be. But could you? But well, what did he do it?
And the way we saw it, we showed him, you know, maybe Tosef is only until, you know, Resufim or something like that. But nothing more. But now we want to say, we're just saying it was in the Ishel Avraham of Utat,
right.
Uchat, when he says the thing that, yeah, what do you say?
Well, why can't it be that he
holds
that he would go so far as to say that it
would
go
to
the next job?
Yeah, well, that's what
Rav
Harari is saying, that you can't have.
Let's say a guy is not Mavdil.
He's not Mavdil.
Even if he's
not Mavdil, so he's lost the mitzvah.
Right, he doesn't put on the like what? Let's say he does whatever, all these
cashes
about filling and
Abdullah,
so let's say he
doesn't
do it.
Remind
it doesn't have
potency. So he didn't do it, but in other words,
is that
what? Maybe it's a
misbehavior. You can have 7 Shabbos and tweaks, so you can do it for 5 weeks. I don't know.
you'll have Shabbos for a month.
All year round.
Yom Shikul Shabbos. Yeah. 1 second. I don't know. I mean, it's a chiddush what he's saying as it is, but his lashon is mikol makom kevi tosef in the shiel amal al kol ponim kol zman deluhiv deal gam be machshava But I think that once you can't be mavdil anymore, then by definition, it's over. But the chiddush is, I always used to think that it's not shy to speak about it, you know. Yeah, we talked about the Rizal, you know, 3 hours before, 3 hours after. You know,
but people live in England or Alaska, these places where people go to sleep on the Shabbos before Shabbos is over and only have Abdallah in the morning. Yeah. That entire
not in Atlanta.
No, not in Atlanta. That entire time sleeping must have the Shabbos. Or only according to the Yishol Avraham. I mean, nobody else would suggest it except according to him, they're actually doing Tosefta Shabbos.
If you mean if you're not doing Malacha, is he doing Malacha?
Are we going to talk about the Zimanim as a whole at a certain point this year?
If you would like to.
I would love that if you do that.
Okay. And then we'll take a trip to the North Pole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we didn't even start yet, but there's so much to say. I'm just getting your feet wet. But I don't think it. Yeah. What's a thrill kasher?
Yeah,
we discussed. Right, we're going to see that. Does he speak? That, we saw that.
But they're holding that the actual Shabbos is not. It's not Shabbos. They're choosing to extend it. They could be mafia. Maybe the people who hold it in Kippur and Kippur, they could be.
Right. You should know the question we've been doing now is really question 24. That's the Yishol Avraham Buchach. 23 is the Prima Gadim. So I'm technically okay. Just you know, there was this whole thing we've been talking about of the Buchach. That's really question 24. The question 23 is the Yishol Avraham of the Prima Gadim. Okay, so I gave the wrong. What place? 18. So 18, that's Buchach. That's Buchach. No. 18, look at 18, look. 18 is Rav Avraham David Warman of Buchach. 16. Yeah, 16. So what is the Rosh Chodesh? Okay, so we have to see how he's doing. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow with this. All right, so tomorrow we have the same schedule as last Thursday, but I still have to give contemporary halacha. So we're going to have shiur from 11 to 12.
For an hour.
What?
At least for an hour.
Yeah, but in Chazara and Chumash.
Uh-huh. Half hour, Chazara, half hour.